This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Creative Impact. We do this each Tuesday, and every Tuesday I'm joined by the President and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollack. He is our content partner, and thank you so much for being here again this week and bringing such a special guest with you via phone.
Always happy to be here and being connected to LA today. So, David, did you ever do that thing like where you picked out the perfect name for your band or record label?
I knew that we were going to be the Deadhead Dancers.
The Deadhead Dancers.
That's right.
Well, my band was actually was going to be a production company. It was going to be Flying Debris. And if you ever want to know
what
the story,
what on earth could that possibly
be? Exactly. I'll tell you that off story some offline sometime.
Good family stories.
We'll tell you about it. But anyway, so our guest today, his company is called 734 Films.
And that should sound familiar around here.
Exactly. Let's meet filmmaker, director, and screenwriter Andrew Cohen.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Andrew. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to be with you guys.
So let's make that connection right now. 734 Films. It's an homage to the area code of your hometown of Ann Arbor. You grew up here, went through the Ann Arbor school system, graduated from Eastern Michigan University, and now find yourself an Emmy Award-winning director and screenwriter living in Los Angeles. Now, since this show is about creative Washtenaw, did spending your formative years lead you to a creative career and influence your interest in film, or were you just kind of on a different path?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, there's no secret that I'm certainly a proud Midwesterner. And, you know, growing up in Ann Arbor, you know, it had a huge impact on me. Just being, you know, being surrounded by the arts, being in such a creative community growing up, it was always, you know, I was exposed to the arts at an early age. I remember going to Michigan Theater and going to the State Theater, and my mom worked at the Art Association. I was always encouraged to explore that side of me, and early on I was really involved in the local music scene, and that was sort of my entry. And then a few years after that, I actually linked up with a good friend of mine named Davey Rothbart, who is a great writer and filmmaker, and does a lot of, you know, public radio, and he was doing Found Magazine.
Found Magazine, I remember that.
Right, and he's been a part of This American Life, right?
That's exactly right. And there was really just a great community. You know, I was in college at that time at Eastern Michigan, and really trying to find my voice and find my path in the world, and was fiddling around with music. But you know, Davey was a huge influence on me. Seeing somebody, you know, making a living as a writer and as an artist.
It became possible. It became real to you, right?
Exactly. You have these ideas and then you have these dreams, and then you see somebody actually putting it practically out into the real world. And that was sort of my start.
So, but you're here in the Midwest, and there's this thought that being in the Midwest isn't where it's happening. There's the meccas of L.A. and New York, and one has to make that pilgrimage to make it. And you did that. And now here you are, an Emmy Award-winning director. Your new film, The Last Shift, just debuted at Sundance, and it's coming back here for the Direct for Sundance screening at the Michigan Theater on Wednesday, tomorrow, at 8 p.m. And you made it. That pilgrimage worked for you, but it doesn't work for everyone. Why did you make it?
That's a good question. I don't consider myself somebody who made it. No, yes, I have made it as a living filmmaker for the last 10 years, and that is extremely satisfying. And I would say something that I don't take for granted either. I didn't have a straight path, you know, and I worked a lot of crappy jobs and, you know, had a lot of life experience, which I think it adds to the tapestry of the stories you can tell and the people you can relate to. I moved to New York, you know, for 7.5 years before I moved to Los Angeles. I always just embraced the journey. And I didn't really have a backup plan.
All my musician friends say the same thing. If you really want to make it, have no backup plan.
It's a counsel Russ and I give all the time. Don't have a backup plan.
There was no choice for me. You know, I love storytelling and I love film. For me, it was documentary filmmaking. The DIY attitude that Davey had of you want to make a movie, you pick up a camera and you make it. You know, I remember my mom said to me, why don't you try making documentaries? Every time you come home from the library or from the video store, all I see is a huge stack of documentaries. And that's what I did for 10 years, and that's how I really cut my teeth in terms of understanding story structure and character development and plot. And
yeah, your films have been through the film festival circuit for years and years and years. I saw a 30 for 30 that you did on ESPN that was spectacular. So you know how to tell that story in documentary form. This latest film, The Last Shift, happens to be a narrative film set in Adrian. But before we talk specifically about the film, I do want to remind you, you're listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Deb Pollack, and we're visiting with Andrew Cohen, Ann Arbor native and Emmy Award-winning filmmaker. In the process of how we view the film industry, whether it be documentary or narrative, big Hollywood blockbuster or independent film, there is a mythical kind of magical fantasy about it. And I think we make it out to be perhaps more glamorous in right. our minds than it really
shinier.
Is.
Shinier.
So once you dive into it, what's the nitty-gritty? Does the magic kind of slip away and it becomes a real business and a real job?
Yeah, there is a sort of fantasy myth to, you know, you get on set and this magic happens or you find these amazing characters and just, you know, but really it's such a science and it's such a math and it's such a specific skill set. I almost liken it to like a math equation. When I'm sitting down and I'm writing a story, I'm telling a story, I'm putting together a film or I'm editing one of my films, you know, I'm really understanding how this story needs to be structured, how these characters need to be intertwined, and you're constantly learning it. You know, I look back at my first film, which did very well, you know, and had a lot of success, and I still cringe, you know, and there's things that I wish I would have done differently.
Right.
And, you know, I just think that you're, you know, you're constantly evolving, and I think that if you're not, then what's the point? Part of my evolution, you know, I did this documentary series for Starz that was produced by LeBron James, and after that I was just kind of getting burnt out on doing nonfiction. And I
so you've got this this narrative that you're bringing to Ann Arbor tomorrow, and you're going to be here. What are you looking forward to as you introduce this film to your hometown?
Well, I already have my list of restaurants I need to go to, so I'm going to.
And then we have a whole bunch of new ones too.
Yeah, and I'm going to. Well, you guys can keep those. I'm going to go to Fleetwood, and I'm going to go to Blimpy Burger, and I'm going to go to all my favorite places, and I'm going to see some old friends and take tabs on how many people I owe money to. No, I mean for me, it's just about, you know, celebrating the movie and. You know, bringing it back. The film takes place in Michigan.
Yeah, in Albion, right?
Yeah, it takes place in Albion, Michigan. We shot it in Chicago, but yeah, the fictitiously takes place in Albion. So, yeah, it's going to be a really fun experience for me just to see some old faces and catch up. And, you know, my mom's going to be there, which will be fun. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Now, again, the film is called The Last Shift. It stars Richard Jenkins, among others, and again, his performance has been spectacularly reviewed, but in part that's because of the words that are on the page and the manner in which he is directed by you. When you wrote these words, did you imagine they would be delivered as Richard Jenkins puts forth on film?
That's a good question. You know, when I sat down to write the film, you know, I knew I was making a transition from documentary to narrative, and I wanted to just write something that was manageable and it was contained. And so I wrote, you know, when I sat down to write the film, there was a lot of restraint involved because, you know, in my mind, I was like, look, I don't want to write some extravagant script that's never going to get made. I, you know, this is my first time, you know, making the leap and making the transition. So I wanted to write something that I could get made. And things just sort of started to snowball. I wrote the script, you know, over about a year. And eventually, the script got into the hands of Alexander Payne.
There's a name.
Who's a great, you know, my favorite director. He directed Sideways and About Schmidt and The Descendant, Nebraska Election. I emailed him this long, passionate email, you know, I'm from Michigan and you're my favorite filmmaker and I've been doing documentaries and here are some trailers to my films. I wrote this script, and I was wondering if you might be interested in executive producing and supporting, you know, helping the film get made. 3-4 months went by. I was on a hike in Los Angeles, and my phone rang, and it was Alexander Payne.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it was incredible. And he, you know, to his credit, had taken time. He read the script while he was in Greece, and just said, Andrew, I love the script.
And the rest, as they say, is history. And we're looking forward to you bringing it to us and us seeing it. And we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. And thank you so much for being on the show. I can't wait to have you back in Ann Arbor.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your story. And again, we encourage you to go out to the Michigan Theater to see The Last Shift. That is tomorrow, February 26th at 8 p.m., and it is going to be a great event. Andrew is going to be there. So will his mom, so you can talk to her as well. I'm David Fair. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Creative Impact. And Deb Ponick, we'll see you next week.
I'll be back.
Deb Ponick is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.